Andrea's with us. Hello, Andrea.
I'm here.
So excited. How are you?
Okay. I'm much more excited than you are. I'm very excited. Baruch Hashem, I'm good. I'm good. I just got back from the north.
How's Lebanon? How's Hezbollah? They all right?
I was at the good fence. I don't know what was so good about it because it looked kind of, shabby.
But a little bit.
It was fine. I didn't hear anything. No rockets, no bullets. It was beautiful. And I went into Mayanot, like little freshwater springs that you got like all cut up trying to find them, going through bushes, and they were like live fish. It was like free pedicures. It was great.
I don't want to be rude.
That's
in
like the Sakhna. That's like the Sakhna. Have you been to the Sakhna?
Yes.
I'm not really sure. They take me, they say walk, and I go. And I go in the water.
So Andrea, I don't want to be insulting in the slightest, but like let's call a fact a fact. You're a grandma. What are you doing at summer camp?
Right? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. What a segue. What a segue, Simon. You should call me Simon Segue.
That's why Simon says.
So anyway, my husband, the famous Ronnie, he works for Shalva, and I worked for Shalva for many years. Shalva is the Association for Mentally and Physically Challenged Children in Israel. And he works in the summer camp. He does the schlepping and the carrying and the driving. And I get to stay in an air-conditioned room with my computer and listen to podcasts all day. And I get to eat in the dining room and sing camp songs and cheer. And that's what I'm doing in summer camp. I go 6 or 7 days, and you have to see it. 700 children, children with a variety of special needs. Some of them have really very good cognition, some of the older Down syndrome kids. But then you have others who are absolutely in like just a little bit of like post-vegetative states. Each one, one-on-one staff members. It is crazy. It is wonderful. And I'm telling this story, and if you've never experienced it, it could sound kind of down. If I tell you, it's the most upbeat part of my year, other than talking to Simon. It is so upbeat. It is great. It's lively. It's cheering. And we do crazy things. We go to water parks and we have barbecues. And I get to really see what it's like to be like with these children and imagine what it's like to be their families 24/7. And they get this little respite, and it's really an honor. So I was in summer camp.
Amazing. Can I just ask you, have you been to Ein HaShlosha? Ein HaShlosha, it's a reserve. It's a nature reserve.
And they've got Ein HaShlosha.
It's in the south. Andrea, and if you haven't been there, you have to go there. It is, if you can picture the Garden of Eden, you've been to the Sakhna. Yeah. It's also known as the Sakhna. That's an Arabic name for it. But, this water.
Wait a second.
Is
this
blue.
On the way? It's on the way to the Dead Sea. It's right by the Dead Sea?
No. But this water is blue. Blue, blue, and they've got all these Roman ruins, and it is absolutely crystal clear. And there's just all this foliage, and they've got these little fish that come in and eat your feet and your skin and everything. I mean, people pay a lot of money for that in beauty salons. I just want to say, you can get
maybe
nothing.
In Joburg, but
and the water is warm.
Right.
It's
and
incredible.
I'm do it.
It's Ein HaShlosha, Gan HaShlosha. Sorry, not Ein. It's the Gan HaShlosha.
Gan HaShlosha. I may indeed have been there, but you know what? I need to take another, like just a time off, just my husband and myself, and I'm looking there. He loves the South. I'm crazy for the North. I have to tell you, the green. And what was the greatest gift? On the way up, I took the bus. I didn't go by car because my car was actually, I bought it used from Moshe Rabbeinu. It is so old. It's in such bad shape.
Is that the one that kept breaking down for 40 years in the desert?
Yeah.
The reason they took 40 years is because they were obviously driving Getzens. So I took the bus, and it was really fun, and I listened to podcasts. But on the way back, God was good to me. How was God good? All of the USB connections were broken on the bus, and my phone ran out of battery. And I shut it, and I put it away, and I looked out the window, and I just took in. You know, we're so connected to these cell phones. I realized what I had been missing. And the best part, before we get off the air, is they make a 10-minute stop. So you're going through farmland, and you're seeing these Mayanot, these ponds, and you're seeing herds of goats and cows in the field. And then you get off to this bus stop, and somebody whispered to me, because she took a liking to me, and she told me about the secret bathroom that was, like, not in the regular gas station. So this to me is going to go on my list of like secret bathrooms in the Holy Land.
Okay. Amazing.
I see you're fascinated. I can tell.
No, it is fascinated because, Andrea, when we are behind a cell phone and we're filming something, we are disengaged and we are, we're not a participant. We're a correspondent.
Absolutely. Kathy, you know, and I like to think that I'm a little loftier than that, but I was ashamed. I realized how out of tune. I found myself teary looking out the windows, and there was nothing that was making me cry. I can't draw a string and say, well, I was crying because I was so filled with what I should have been filled with for months and years before, just the experiences around me. And we're being robbed. I really do think that we're being robbed. Our kids are being robbed. Our relationships are being robbed. And I'm telling you, those broken USB connectors were like, I would say that was the highlight of my week, other than seeing like all these Down syndrome kids giving cheers. And the only way you could really tell the difference between the campers and the counselors at one point was all the counselors, men and women, had cut the, like they cut the necks off their t-shirts to look cool.
Mm.
And like the kids aren't, you know, crippled by that kind of thinking. They knew that they were cool. They were cool anyway.
Yeah, makes you question everything. Andrea, thank you so much. Have a Shabbat Shalom, and thank you so much for speaking to us.